The title of today's talk is, Are You Holding On to a Grudge? To start off, I shall read the English translation of this Dhammapada, verse number 3. He abused me. He beat me. He defeated me. He robbed me. In those who harbor such thoughts, hatred is not appeased. He abused me. He beat me. He defeated me. He robbed me. In those who do not harbor such thoughts, hatred is appeased. Hatreds never cease through hatred in this world. True love alone they cease. This is an internal law. People, other than wise, do not realize we in this world must all die, and not realizing it, continue their quarrels. The wise realize it, and thereby their quarrels cease. End of reading. Now I shall invite Bhante to expound on this Dhammapada, verse number 3.
Are you holding on to a grudge? Holding on to a grudge is one of the most miserable, painful experience. When someone holds on to a grudge, that person constantly experiences miserable, painful feelings, emotionally disturbed, unstable, always being agitated and angry, and thinking of how to get revenge. That person is like keeping a burning charcoal in his hand with the intention of throwing it to another person. So the person who holds on to a grudge is always suffering. And it will damage a lot. You will become unhappy and miserable. And it will affect your body. You will fall sick. Stress, tension, agony, miseries. All these produce physical sicknesses. Today, the researchers have found out and verified that our mind affects our body to a great extent. Many physical diseases have their root causes in the mind itself. So the medical community today, they are encouraging ways and means for the people to develop a wholesome mind and live with a balanced mind to avoid such diseases. When you hold on to a grudge, not only it will damage to your well-being and happiness, but also it damage your relationship. Whatever you do in your life, this will affect you. And the most frightening factor here, it will not end there. It can go even beyond the death. What will happen to you if you were to remember a grudge at the moment of the death? You will probably will die with an agitated mind, having a lot of resentment. And as the Buddha teach, the last thoughts of your life before you die will condition the favorable situation for next rebirth. So most probably you will be born in a lower realm, miserable states. So friends, this is something that we should avoid. Today, in these four Dhamma verses, we can see the Buddha clearly talks about how a grudge starts. Then he also teaches three ways how we can get rid of this grudge. So let's go through these four verses to understand their meaning. The first verse says, Akkocchimang avadimang ajinimang ahasimi yetangupanayahanti verang tesang nasamati. Means, those people who think he abused me, he beat me, he defeated me, he took what was belong to me. So thinking thus, those who harbor anger and resentment, and they increase the grudges. So the simple point here is, when an incident happens, you keep on thinking about it again and again and again. He did this to me. He scolded me, or he belittled me. So you recall that incident again and again and again. So when you think about it again and again, what will happen? According to the Buddhist teachings, if you spend a lot of time on certain thoughts, and these thoughts will become powerful. For example, if you spend a great deal of time thinking negatively, miserably, and then negative force will get more powerful. On the other hand, if you were to think of positive, constructive, wholesome things, then positive power become more powerful. So the mind is a house of energy. The mind can produce both positive and negative energies. But simply it depends on how we are going to spend our time, on what we are going to spend our time. So when you keep on thinking of an incident which happened to you, and when you cannot let go, when you are bound to that, and when you are locked in it, and keep on thinking about that incident again and again, you are building up these negative forces again and again and again, little by little, little by little. So you will lay the foundation for the grudge. So over the time, these become very destructive, negative force in your mind. So this is how the grudge starts. And it always starts because you are taking yourself as very, very important, with so much high egoism. And that is how you think, he did this to me, so I must do something in order to feel happy myself. So there are two ways to tackle this. One of the way is the way of the ordinary human beings. So very, very ordinary human beings, they will behave in an ordinary way. If someone were to scold you, you will scold in return. This is the ordinary way. If someone were to do something bad to you, you will do something again. And when you do something harmful to the other person, you feel happy. So doing tit for tat is the ordinary way. However, there's another way, which is for advanced human beings. And that is extraordinary way, which is the way of the Dhamma, a way that the Buddha teach. And he encouraged those courageous human beings to take first steps on this path. So letting go the grudges and forgiving is for those human beings who are courageous and those who are very strong. Forgiving is a mark of a great human being, a strong human being, not a weaker one. Remember, a weaker human being always do tit for tat and take revenge. Only a strong human being can take it up and tell, I forgive you. Let go it. So the Buddha encouraged you to be such a noble, strong human being. So this path, the Buddha proclaimed, needs courage, need dedication. So the next three verses explain three ways how we can let go. The second verse says, Akkucimang avadimang ajinimang ahasimi yetang na upanayahanti veranti supasamati. Those people who do not harbor the thoughts like, he abused me, he beat me, he took what was belong to me, he defeated me, in such terms, if someone does not think in such terms, and thereby the grudges will not increase, the grudges will not take root. So here it means letting go. Means the first method the Buddha teach is at very beginning, at the moment the grudge starts, just let it go. Cut it off from the right beginning. This is what we'll call nip it at the bud. So it means the very beginning, just before it becomes strong. You cut it off, let it go. But how to do it? How to do it is a skillful means. You need training. This is in fact what the Buddha encouraged all the disciples to practice. In order to do this, first of all, you need to have understanding. What kind of understanding you need to have? You need to understand the grudge is like a virus. If you let the virus enter to your body, what will happen? Now many of you are wearing the mask because you do not want coronavirus to enter to your body. Correct? So you take preventive methods. Grudge is a virus. If you let it enter your body, it will grow. And you will fall sick emotionally, physically, socially, and spiritually. Do you want this to happen? For sure you do not want this. So this is understanding. Grudge is a virus. Grudge is like a sleeping volcano. If you let this sleeping volcano remain within you, and we do not know when, how it will erupt. Over the time, this sleeping volcano might get the momentum, become so powerful, and it will erupt. It is only a matter of time. So when you see the grudge is like a sleeping volcano, you definitely do not want it. You will see the grudge is like a burning charcoal. Should I keep this burning charcoal within me, in my hand? You will surely know that if I were to hold this grudge, it will burn me. So this understanding is extremely important. Why? Any human being who has compassion for oneself, any human being who has the desire for the well-being and happiness of himself or herself will not want to have the grudge to damage one's own body and mind. So consider the grudge as a virus, a sleeping volcano, or it is like a burning charcoal, or it can be like a poisonous snake. What will happen if you were to grow a poisonous snake? Day by day you feed that snake, and it will become bigger and stronger, and one day that snake might bite you, and you might face the death. Do you want this to happen? So the grudge is somewhat like that. So the wise person, when the grudge arises at the moment, anger arises, resentment arises, very quickly let it go. It means, of course, will not let this grow to a grudge. So it starts as a thought, like, he defeated me, he cheated me, he did this to me, so he spoke in this way or that way. So all these resentment, when arise in the mind, observe them mindfully, experience how they feel, and understand what they do to your body and mind. At the moment anger and resentment arise, see how you feel it. So you must consider, should I let it grow, or should I throw it to the dustbin, because this is a rubbish? Should I allow it to grow in my system? So a wise human being will try quickly to get rid of it. And you need the conscious effort to do it. And how to do it? By pushing it out from the mind. Why you should forgive? Because you have compassion for yourself. If you have compassion for yourself, you must protect yourself in the first place. So the Buddha encouraged us, the first method is letting go. Quickly let it go at the moment. So this understanding is important. Secondly, observing your own feelings, your anger, emotions, and when they arise, and understanding this is important. And thirdly, it is important to see them as impermanent, subject to change and disappear. These emotions, anger, ill will, resentment, feeling like taking revenge, all these emotions are negative, destructive, and they are also not permanent. So they are changing. So let them dissolve and disappear. So understanding the change in nature is important here. So letting go involves few things. First of all, understanding the danger of these negative emotions. And secondly, it is also important to understand the impermanent change in nature of our personalities, the emotions, and then don't click, don't cling, don't solidify, don't grab them, let them flow. So by taking these actions, perhaps if you were to try, you might achieve these skills in time to come. When the negative emotions arise, quickly you can let it go. So this is the first method, which is letting go. The third method the Buddha teach in this verse is taking opposite direction to the grudge, taking a different force. The grudge is a negative force, so against the negative force of the grudge, Buddha encouraged us to take the positive approach, the positive force, which is the metta. If the water, the cup of water of yours is too hot and it is undrinkable, and you want to make it warm or lesser hot, so you must add some cold water. So using a different force is the second method. Directly opposing force to grudge is the metta. So there the Buddha says, නහි වේරේන වේරානි සම්මන්තිද කුදාචනං අවේරේනච සම්මන්ති ඒස ධම්මෝ සනන්තනෝ. He says, hatred will never cease with hatred. Buying tit, doing tit for tat will never settle the case. And the hatred will cease only through love. And he said, this is an eternal law, eternal truth. In this world, by doing tit for tat, there's no one who can settle it. But only through understanding and love, you can let it go and you can settle it. So the second method the Buddha teach is using the power of the positive force of metta. But the question, how can you radiate metta towards somebody who did something wrong to you? That is why I said, the Buddha's way is not an ordinary way. It is extraordinary. But those people who are courageous, those who are stronger, they can give a try. However, Buddha being the greatest teacher, he teaches us how to do it. That's the beauty of his teaching. So not only he says that you should radiate loving kindness to your enemy or somebody who did to you, and overcome your grudge, but he also teaches us how to do it. Now, the Buddha asks us to look at the person who did something wrong towards us and understand that situation. Now, suppose there is somebody who did something wrong to you. But do you think in this world, who can do a harmful action? Do you think a peaceful person who is very calm, serene, peaceful, and joyful, happy, such a person can do a nasty thing? Impossible. Only a person who is miserable, unhappy, and burning himself with anger, hatred, ill will, jealousy, cruelty, and have such kind of negative defilements, and only such a person can do a nasty thing to you. A peaceful a person who is joyful and happy person will not do harmful things, because that's not the nature. So the person who does something wrong towards you, first of all, you must understand, he is a miserable person. He is unhappy person. He is not a peaceful person. And he is a sick man. Only when our mind is sick, only we can do harmful things. If your mind is not sick, you will not do harmful things. Do you understand? When you are agitated and angry, you are sick. Do you understand that when your mind is overpowered by excessive greed and attachment, you are sick? Do you understand that when you have so much egoism and walking around 2 feet high from the ground, you are sick? Definitely you are sick. So only a sick person can do something nasty. So suppose at the moment when someone were to do something to you, and at that moment, if you can look at that person as a sick person who is not happy, miserable, burning with defilements and suffering human being, so don't you think that you should have compassion to such a human being? You might have compassion when you understand this. So this is where you can radiate loving kindness, to thinking, may you be free from anger, may you be free from jealousy, may you be free from these miseries, may you be well, may you be peaceful, may you come to the sense, may you be well and happy. You may be able to radiate loving kindness towards that one. And the Buddha also asked us to look at that person as a victim of his own actions. Now, a while ago we read in the Upajjatana Sutta, the Buddha says that I am the owner of my action, I am the heir of my action, I am born from my action, I am related to my action, and the actions are my refuge and protection. Whatever good or bad actions I do, I'm going to be responsible to take the result of these actions. So the Buddhism teach action responsibility. Suppose someone were to do anything harmful to you, and that person is doing a destructive action, and thereby that person is producing negative karmic force. So either in this life or next life or moving forward, that person is going to reap the result of those actions. So don't you think that person deserves your compassion? Perhaps when you see this, you might be able to radiate loving kindness. So this is the second method. However, loving kindness is one of the meditation that the Buddha encouraged all of us to cultivate. And if any one of you are already cultivating loving kindness, and for such a person, it will be very easy to let go of the grudge. The third method and the fourth verse here is another approach. This approach is looking at the nature of our life. We are not here forever. We are here only for a short while. Sooner or later we have to die. Most of the time we keep the grudges when we do not remember that we are going to die. If we remember that we are going to die, we will let go the grudges very quickly. So the Buddha says, Parechana vijananti maya metta yamamase yecha tatta vijananti tato sammanti medaga. Some people do not understand that sooner or later they have to die. Yecha tatta vijananti, but those human beings who understand that sooner or later they will die, tato sammanti medaga, they let go the grudges, they let go the quarrels, they make peace. Look at the life. Many people, those who keep the grudges, they do not understand that they are going to die. It does not mean that they don't understand. They understand as a fact they will die, but they are not deeply mindful and aware about it. So the transformation doesn't happen for that simple reason. So if you can be mindful on death, and one of the remarkable benefit of it is you will let go of the grudges very quickly and very easily, because we do not know who, when, where will die at any moment. It can happen to any one of us. So when we know it, we will quickly let go of the grudges. And when we reflect the death, we are also reflecting impermanent nature of life. This wealth, glory, name, beauty, power, all these are important, yes, but still they cannot go beyond the death. And furthermore, when you remember the death, you also might think, yes, I have this grudge now, what will happen to me if I were to face death now? If I were to remember this grudge at the moment of my death, and I will be born in a lower realm as a result of this, do I want this to happen? So the person who is mindful on death will quickly let go of the grudge. Most of the time, people who live like they are not going to die, they are the ones who harbor the anger and develop it into a grudge. So the Buddha, in these four verses in Dhammapada, He taught how the grudge arises, and then he also taught three ways that we can overcome the grudge. Elsewhere in the Tipitaka, there are many other discourses where the Buddha talks about the ways and means how to let go of the grudges. However, I'm not going to talk about these suttas because we will not have enough time for that. But those of you who are interested, I would like to recommend two suttas to read. One of the sutta is Agathapatti Vinaya Sutta. There the Buddha talks about five ways to let go of the grudge. And there's another sutta called Vitakka Santana Sutta. And there the Buddha talks about another five way how you can get rid of disturbing thoughts of this, including destructive thoughts of anger, hatred, and some other thoughts. So these two suttas, in fact, teach us ways and means that we can overcome the grudge. Of course, the loving kindness is also included in these suttas, which I mentioned. So apart from letting go and reflecting on the death, and there are other ways also that we can use how to let go of the grudges. So this is enough as a talk. If you have got any questions, we can open this for now.